Welcome to the Electrify News Podcast, brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival coming to five major cities in 2022.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Electrify Expo Long Beach. I am Joe Boris, the host of the Electrify News Podcast. I'm here with Alex from CBOB. Alex, thanks for coming on.
Joe, great to be here.
On.
Are we not on?
You got to turn it on.
Are we on now? Awesome. Yeah. Joe, great to be here.
Hashtag professionalism. We're doing great. So for those of you unfamiliar with CBOB, CBOB is, man, I don't even know what it is. It's not a surfboard. It's not a jet ski. It's not a boat. It's not a submarine. It's really its own thing. When someone asks you, what is CBOB, what do you tell them?
So CBOB is the world's fastest water scooter. So you're exactly correct. It's not a surfboard. It's not a jet ski. It's a machine that gives you the capability to move how a dolphin would move in the water. Breach the surface, dive down, ride the surf, explore coral reefs, does all the above.
That's awesome, man, especially if, like, you know, we go later to Miami, which is my hometown, so obviously dolphin fan, right? We gotta love it.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's so cool. So, you know, obviously we're, a lot of what we do here at Electrify Expo, you look at the tractors, you look at the different automobiles, the test drive tracks, the e-bikes. It's really hard to demo one of these in the parking lot. But we were talking about some of the features and some of the things that it does, and you made a comment, this thing goes 130 feet deep. I mean, that's a submarine.
Yeah. So it has diving capabilities of 130 feet for, I guess, the more risky and adventurous goers, but you also have the capability to fully customize your CBOB with safety applications. So you can go in and set it to any desired depth, whether it's 2 feet, 10 feet, whatever you feel comfortable doing, as well as the speed at which it goes. I mean, the CBOB will reach speeds of up to 14 miles an hour above and below the surface.
Oh, wow. You know, you made that comment about safety, and I guess I didn't think of that, right? Because I look at it, and it's just all smiles, and I just want to, like, go ride it. But, you know, as anyone who's done scuba knows, you can get in trouble 30, 20, 30, 40 feet deep. So the idea that you can say, like, hey, this is like a learner mode, this is like a scuba mode, and this is a different mode of riding it, that's really interesting. Is that a feature that came out of that safety element, or is it just like, you have this for the rental, the beach rentals and the resort rentals, and then you have the more extreme thing for the extreme sports?
Yeah, I think it's a twofold answer. You know, you have families with maybe a dad who's more experienced in the water and also has a son he wants to get out and explore coral reefs with, but he wants the son only to dive to maybe 10, 15 feet, as well as rental companies, right? You have people exploring the Turks and Caicos all throughout the Caribbean. They want a chance to rent the CBOB. So these rental companies get the peace of mind that their end users, their customers, are not going to dive below a desired depth that they choose.
Now, I know that I'm sure you've thought of this. You're a smart guy. We were talking here before. You started dropping some engineering terms and some different specs, and I was like, whoa. So one of the things that I would be thinking about if I was out here, you know, I go out in the water and everything. If your e-bike runs out of juice or it goes low, you don't pay attention to the meter, you just pedal back home. Am I going to have to, like, paddle kick this thing back if it gets low?
No, you won't have to tread water all the way back. So the CBOB on its display screen always indicates the battery level. So when the battery level gets below 30%, it will then decrease its power level to power level 2 or maybe power level 3, indicating, hey, time to go home. You still have enough battery to get home, but turn back, head to shore.
Oh, that's nice. So even if you're not looking, you're not paying attention to the gauges, you're, like, really excited about some big grouper or something that you see offshore, it's going to give you that feedback, that physical sensation of, like, hey, time to power down, time to call it a day. Now, how long does one of these batteries last? I would say, like, you know, you're 15, 20 feet down, you're chilling out down there, checking out the fish. That's where everything is anyway. How long can you be on one of these?
So we say you get an average play time on a full charge of around 2, 2.5 hours. Obviously, it depends on the individual, other things of that nature, whether you're speed demon like myself or other people, but it's safe to say 2, 2.5 hours.
Wow, cause, I mean, 2.5 hours underwater, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of time, it's certainly a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is really interesting stuff. So, you know, we talk about this being a totally different animal. It's like its own kind of sport. You know, we had some people from GoPro here before that were talking about some videos. We have some stunt riders here. We had Jay Cruz yesterday that was doing some cool stuff. You've got to have just hours and hours of awesome video from your customers.
Yeah, so we have customers all over the world, whether it's out in the Great Barrier Reef, here in Central America, even in, you know, Southeast Florida. We have tons of cool B-roll we can include into these clips, whether it's diving with dolphins, surfing pipeline in Hawaii, or, you know, exploring shipwrecks. We have tons of B-roll we're getting from customers, as well as the Seabob F5SR, which is our top model, has an integrated camera system. So there's a selfie cam and a forward cam that links to an app on your smartphone. So if you don't have a GoPro or a personal underwater videographer following you around, you can actually record on your Seabob, send it back to your phone, and have it for social media and whatever else you choose.
My mind is like totally blown right now that you have a built-in selfie cam. So like you're underwater and it's like, this is my face when I saw the great white.
That's exactly it. Us millennials, we have to have video evidence of everything we've done, whether it's getting, you know, your hair cut or swimming with great white sharks.
That's so incredible that like you're developing this thing that's not only going to create the memories, you know, like you go on a vacation or you buy one of these and you're not only getting the memories of like, wow, what a cool experience. I was underwater. I saw, you know, a barracuda or whatever. But you can also share those memories and share those neat experiences with other people. It's got to be like candy. Like you buy one, all your friends got to have one. You got to have, you know, one to share with your kids, your brother, your cousins. Do you find that that's how it goes? Like you get one person buys it and then four other people around them buy it?
Yeah, it's 100% a domino effect. I mean, if you see someone out in beautiful water exploring the ocean and they don't even have a GoPro, they have a camera built into the unit. You know, everyone's looking for Instagram followers. If they have something, then yes. You know, you have to have it too.
So, you know, we talk about these and I looked at them a little while ago and I was kind of, my first instinct at the price was that it was very high. But when you look at jet skis and personal watercraft from other brands, it's actually quite affordable in that context, right? Like what are the different models priced at?
Exactly correct. And I like to think of this, Joe, as an investment in lifelong happiness. Right, what you may think is expensive, I think is extremely affordable. But yeah, so we have three different models. The base model, the F5, starts around $10,000. The middle tier model, the F5S, starts around $13,000. In our top of the line, the Lamborghini model, if you will, is our F5SR, which retails for $18,000.
Now, what kind of maintenance do you have to do on these? Because when you have a PWC, when you have, an internal combustion sport boat, the joke is always, you know, your two best days are the day you buy it and the day you sell it, right? Because the maintenance eats you up, the storage eats you up. This thing can fit in the trunk of your car. You can store it in your garage. You don't need any kind of marina or trailer to get it somewhere. This is something that doesn't have a lot of moving parts. It doesn't need oil changes. You know, are you able to communicate that real well, or is it like something that you have to kind of explain to people when they see it?
Right. Another great part about the Seabob is there's no oil changes. There's no 500-mile service repairs. Basically, maintenance is super low. Take it out of your salt water. Take it out of the water. Flush it out. Rinse it off. If you're not using it for an extended period of time, say over 2 weeks, leave it plugged in, put it on cargo mode, and that's all.
You know, it's so funny because the same thing I say to you, I say to everybody who comes up here is like, look, we're not going to do an infomercial. We're going to try to talk about the industry. If you have an e-bike, we're going to talk about other e-bikes. If you have an electric car, we're going to talk about electric cars as an industry. There is not another Seabob. We can't do it. The only way we can talk about this is to talk about your product.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. We pride ourselves on being the first, the fastest, the best water scooter there is out there. So yeah, it's true when you say it's one of a kind.
Well, listen, we're so happy to have you here. Everybody who's coming in, definitely take a look at the Seabob. Whatever it is, if you haven't seen it before, it's not what you think it is. You're gonna love to check it out and see if you can get a selfie of yourself on the camera. Alex, thanks so much for coming out. For people who want to learn more, who want to see those videos, who want to see that, you know, that expression of joy and happiness on the face of someone who sees, you know, a big 7-foot grouper for the first time. Where can they go see that?
Yeah, so check us out online, seabob.com. Check us out on social media, Instagram, seabob_America. I have tons of great content constantly coming out from all of our end users, from ambassadors and stuff. So, yeah, check us out online, seabob_America at Instagram.
That's great. All right, we're also going to have a lot of those videos. We'll put those up on electrifynews.com, and then this episode will re-air a little bit later on Spotify, Apple FM, whatever you use, all wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Yeah, great being here, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Electrify News Podcast, brought to you by the Electrify Expo, coming to 5 major cities in 2022. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the latest in e-mobility news and updates.